Hello there, it's Morgan Harper Nichols, and today's piece is called When You Feel Stuck. One thing that you and I have in common with trees is that beneath the surface, far beyond what we can see, at the root, we are connected. One thing we don't have in common with trees is that unlike the big trunks of the big oaks, we are free to move about. We are free to roam the earth however we choose. However, as beneficial as this can be, sometimes that freedom, that ability to just get up and go, also causes us to feel more alone. Have you ever had that feeling of getting up and going somewhere new, somewhere you've never been, and as you go out onto the open road or as you hop on the plane, there's this sense of renewal, of starting over? And then as the hours, days, weeks, or even years go by, we find that that feeling of newness is not sustainable. And as much as going somewhere new awakens something in us, we realize that maybe it's not just the act of going somewhere new that sets us free and makes us feel like we finally belong in the world. Now, there certainly are new places and spaces that definitely make us feel this way. But oftentimes, it's when we settle into that place, and when that place becomes home and we feel grounded, that suddenly we can take that breath of fresh air. We put down roots, as the old phrase says. And today I just want to remind you that if there's something in your life that is calling you to put down roots and to stay grounded, it is okay. There are times in life where you must travel and go forth and explore something new. And there are also times where you can dig your heels into the soil right beneath you. In a busy world, it can be hard to remember this, but there is no shame in seasons of stillness. Sometimes we have to stay in places a little longer than we expected. But in the same way that trees stretch upward toward the light, we can trust that we are still directed. This doesn't mean that we need to stay in places or situations where we are not safe. There is no shame, and it is absolutely necessary that we seek help if we are not safe in any way. What I'm talking about here are those places where things are just okay. They're not great. They're not exciting. We're tired of the lull, the boredom of driving through, passing by the same places, the same streets every day. It's in those moments we can look to the nearest tree and let that tree remind us. We're not alone in our stillness. For whatever is calling us to stay here right now for a little while, we're not the only ones on that path. Rooted and grounded, we can still grow strong and steady here. Rooted and grounded, our leaves can still blow gently in the morning wind. And our limbs can still stretch upward toward the light. Thank you for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. And you are free to take this question and write about it in your journal or just simply think about it throughout the day. Today's question is, what kind of trees grow in the area where you live? What do these trees remind you of? Thank you again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols. See you tomorrow.